He wants a family. In the Garden of Eden, that's what he originally wanted, a family that he could come and visit, and they could tell him, oh, look at what we did today. We plowed this field, and, you know, this animal, we named it a lion, and it's so wonderful, and we can sleep on it and just cuddle with it. And he wants to know what his kids are doing. And those of you who are parents understand that's how you treat your kids. I used to love for my kids to come home and sit down and tell me what their day was like. What'd you do in school today? Just listening to them. What do you think about this? Well, what do you feel about this? Getting to know my own children. Well, that's what he wants to do. He wants to know about you. Not just, I had a hard day and this, and what should I do about that? And what would you do? And not all of that, but just a loving relationship. Randy Clark tells a story about this lady who was on the way over to a friend's house who was very, very ill. And she was praying for her as she was going over there. And all of a sudden, the Lord said to her, Mary Sue just got a new washer and dryer. And she said, I'm going over to this house of this very critically ill woman, and I'm praying for her. And you tell me, Mary Lou has a new washer and dryer. And he said to her, friends just like to share with each other. It doesn't have to be any earth-shattering thing. He just wants to be around you. And you know, I'm always smaller than they are, so I'd sit on their lap and just hug on them, and then I realized how much they like me to hug on them. I mean, I don't know if you've ever seen a little kid where they'll pick them up and they just hang their arms over like that. Well, a lot of times that's how I am with Jesus, just hanging over like that. And he never says, okay, that's enough. I want to teach you.